and Kelly Show.
Sometimes Florida makes the show. And when I say sometimes, I mean just about every day.
Daily, almost hourly.
Because weird random things happen. So congratulations, Florida. You have made the show courtesy of Jasper.
Imagine waking up to see this stranger staring at you at the foot of your bed.
Yeah, that is a scary situation for sure. Nope. Yeah, that is not a situation you want to be a part of. When Brittany woke up to find Jasper at the foot of her bed.
Brittany Klein was fast asleep one night nearly 2 weeks ago when the sound of her cat Phoenix jumping out of bed startled her awake.
Okay.
All right.
She looked up and saw a shadow standing over her, groggy. She reached for her phone, shined a light toward the figure, and saw him duck.
Okay.
Oh, gosh! I am petrified right now. Yeah. It's a horror movie.
Yeah. Jasper, he's 24 years old. He had broken into Brittany's house.
Okay.
But no one knows why, because
I could see him crouched down on the floor. He didn't look up at me. He was petting the cat.
Okay.
All he did was break into the house to pet the cat.
Police say the strange man was 24-year-old Jasper Fiorenza. He lives one street over from Klein, but she'd never seen him before.
Right.
Police have no idea why he broke in or why he took a liking to Klein's cat.
Can I pet your kitty? I can mean a lot of other things.
So Jasper broke into her house. Maybe he was riding his bike by and he saw like the cat sitting in the window going, That's a pretty cat. I want to pet that cat someday.
That cat.
Well, I wonder if she's
I'll just let myself in. She's probably sleeping.
She's probably sleeping. And you know, cats being cats, they're going to sleep where their owner is, right?
Absolutely.
So he goes, he's just going to pet the cat?
Jasper! Yeah, that's creepy. And listen,
that's so weird.
If you look at his mugshot,
he looks like he's 10.
He's giving you a smirk, though, like, yeah, I pet the kitty.
Florida making the show.
I love it. Let me look at it. I bet the kitty look on his face.
Can you stop saying that?
Well, that's exactly what it is.
99.7 DJX. Hi.
99.7 DJX is getting you ready to go back to school with Stuff the Bus, presented by Metro by T-Mobile. We're helping children of all ages get the school supplies they need. Stop by any Metro by T-Mobile location to drop off school supplies. We've got the supply list at WDJX.com, presented by Metro by T-Mobile. Fantastic Sam's and 99.7 DJX.
Hurry now to your nearest Metro store and take advantage of the best deal in wireless. Only at Metro by T-Mobile. See store for details.
DJX.
You actually found this on Twitter, right? This grandpa
kind of perfection.
These little British boys and their Alexa.
If we were two little British boys, this is exactly how it would turn out. The fact that they're all British makes it even better. But basically, they show up. A guy named Nick posted this. He said, we showed up to visit Grandpa, noticed he was a bit glum.
Oh, glum, Grandpa.
So the boys decided to make him laugh.
So what'd they do?
Ask Alexa to fart.
Oh, he is having...
He loves it.
He is having a time. He's like, this little circle dot thing?
It's working.
Wow. It just goes to show you that farts are never not funny. Oh my gosh, his belly laugh. It's too much. Listen to this one. Listen to this one. He couldn't handle that one. Couldn't handle that one. The entire video is pretty funny. It's about 2 minutes long. It's just like the dad videoing his two sons asking Alexa time and time again to fart for their grandpa.
But their little British voices.
Yeah.
How do I stop this doing?
Alexa, stop!
Alexa, stop!
How do I stop it?
I know. That's funny. We got it posted for you. You can see it. WDJX.com. We'll also tweet out the link. At Ben and Kelly Show.
They are our spirit animals.
There you go.
Go.com. When you strike out in real life, you can always try
Craigslist missed connections. A listener sent us this one.
Okay.
I believe it's been out there for a while, but it's worth repeating because it's kind of fantastic. It's called You Dropped Your Bible and I Saw Your Thong.
All right.
Okay. Oh, no. Maybe I should put my dude voice on. I was walking in the mall.
Okay.
And you... A very good-looking woman from the backside dropped what appeared to be the Holy Bible. You bent to pick it up, and through no fault of my own, I saw your thong. And wow. I'm not sure if you gave me the eye candy on purpose or in complete innocence.
Okay.
I just know I enjoyed it. Now, I know Jesus spent some time with Mary Magdalene.
All right, then.
Okay.
Okay, no.
And likely she wore next to nothing under those sackcloths.
How does he know that?
He doesn't.
They probably didn't have bras back then.
And I have to admit, your outfit was even better. Made me want to get to know you in the biblical sense, of course. See, this is where this... Okay, I'm not a churchian.
Okay.
I think we knew that. I think we could tell.
Yeah.
But if we could stick to the basic Ten Commandments and leave the Pope out of it, I think we'll be okay.
All right.
Pretty sure God would love it if you responded, LOL. Lends a little credibility, right?
It does.
Maybe?
No? It's Craigslist. Missed connections. To Clarksville we go, to the Clarksville Walk Mart. Man for one. I saw you in the diaper aisle at Walk Mart on Friday night. You were standing there with your gelatin booty looking so scrumptious. You were comparing the difference between Huggies and the Walmart brand.
Yeah, there are a lot of choices.
I passed by you, smelling you vigorously.
Oh, that's aggressive. Ew.
I recommended the Huggies because of the snug fit waistline.
How does he know?
But I couldn't take my eyes off your bosoms.
Bosoms?
Ugh, that word's gross.
Your body was so banging that there's no way you just had a baby, so I have to assume you were buying them for your sister or a friend.
I hope your sister doesn't need those.
And I feel like that shows how much of a caring person you are.
That is a good sign of a good friend.
I would love to see you again. This time next year, I could see us shopping for our own baby diapers.
Hey-o!
You had on that tight red dress and purple sparkle sneakers. Right back with what I was wearing.
Hashtag fashionista.
That's right. Fashion, yes.
Uh-huh.
Hashtag Clarksville Walkmart.
Yes.
Again, we hope these people can reconnect.
It's iffy since they don't even really know what store they're at.
Craigslist. Missed connection.
Then Kelly Show.
Kelly, this is a love story.
Oh, okay.
From the Twitter.com. You know, every now and then I think, you know, there's just so much on social media. I think, gosh, I need to just check out for a little bit, give myself a rest. Then I come across...
Oh, you check out on Twitter? That's where all the awfulness happens.
And then I come across these things.
Okay. This is what keeps you hooked in.
And it sucks me right back in.
All right.
Like I said, this is a love story. Told from the point of view of a stepdad. This stepdad, Tricky D, writes...
Tricky D, the stepdad?
Is he a rapper?
So my stepson has a girl upstairs in his room.
Oh, no.
That stayed the night.
Oh,
and my wife doesn't know yet.
Oh.
I'm curious on how he plans to smuggle her out now that the whole family is awake.
Oh. Shocker alert.
And now we wait.
Oh, my gosh.
The feed continues.
Oh,
people
my gosh.
Are asking for updates. She's still here.
Oh.
The wife has gone into full Saturday house cleaning mode. Still hasn't noticed the cute white shoes by the door. This could be his chance while she's distracted.
Oh, my gosh.
Go, buddy, go.
Oh, I'm nervous.
Go.
So nervous.
Poor girl.
Tricky D continues.
Tricky D.
A note on the shoe thing. There is a side door attached to the kitchen, literally right at the bottom of the stairs, but...
That's the out.
Those damn shoes are on the opposite side of the house.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
No!
11 a.m. Central Standard Time. My wife, amazing wife, cleaning so hardcore, she doesn't even notice me standing behind her taking this picture. Music cranked all the way. Now's the chance. Will he see the opportunity?
It is 11 a.m. and he has not yet emerged.
Kelly, he's probably hungover.
Keep in mind...
Girl.
Tricky D is the stepdad, and he is live tweeting about his stepson and the girl he has up in his room.
Do we know how old the stepson is? Has he? Okay.
Tricky D,
uh-huh.
I see y'all commenting about help the kid out. He's 18 years old.
Oh, okay.
We live and die by our choices.
Oh, he is just
Tricky
going
D
to
continues.
Let this kid figure it out.
Yep, and the wife is done in the bathroom and has moved on to the kitchen. The kitchen is at the bottom of the stairs. Oof. So who are we rooting for, young love or Mama Bear here? Tricky D. I think they may be waiting it out. The wife usually lays down and reads after lunch, especially after cleaning her butt off all morning.
Oh, maybe nap time. Nap time is when they sneak out.
Could he be waiting for that? Can she hold her pee another hour or so?
Oh, gosh,
I have no idea what they're thinking up there. Oh, Tricky D continues. I'm afraid this thread isn't going to live up to the hype. You know, like a Ben Affleck Miramax movie. I'm waiting just like the rest of you. That's the. Then it turns.
Uh-oh. Plot twist. What happened?
Tricky D. OMG, OMG, OMG! She came down to use the bathroom!
Oh, my gosh! Did Mama Bear say it?
One of his closest friends! See? Mom might believe that it's just a friendly sleepover.
No,
she was lucky
never.
Enough to sleep through the blank fest above our heads at 4 in the morning.
Oh, gosh! Oh, gosh!
Maybe
they were just studying.
I don't even know if the wife saw her come downstairs to use the bathroom. She said nothing, and it's not like I can ask.
Maybe she didn't. Maybe she didn't see.
Tricky D. OMG, this kid! Nonchalant! He casually strolls downstairs, grabs the shoes, and goes back upstairs, side-eyeing me the whole way past.
Like a boss.
I shot him a little wink. They gonna hit that side door, bet. And Tricky D wraps it up. Well, that's a wrap, folks. Mama just went to the bedroom to lay down and rest for a bit. He's got a good 2-3 hour window. Looks like young love finds a way
now. Oh, wow.
And wraps it up. And closer. Sure enough, hit the side door and they gone. I don't know about you, but I need a drink after that suspense. Thanks for following along. That was amazing. So again, I told you, it was it was a story of love.
That was epic.
A love story between two young star-crossed lovers.
Holy cow, and Mama Bear not finding out.
And the stepdad who saw it all go down.
God, I'm sweaty because I feel like I can relate.
My son better never.
There you are. And like I said, all that fun stuff off the Twitter.com.
Wow.
DJX.
Feel good stories. Do this every single hour. Powered by Ray's Ford, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge. Everything cheaper outside the city. Visit RaysFord.com.
A Montgomery County men's group is looking to heal through the power of cuddling.
Who are
they cuddling?
On its meetup page, the men's therapeutic cuddle group says its goal is to provide a safe, structured, and platonic environment.
Ah, okay.
For men to experience acceptance, affirmation, and affection.
So are they just hugging each other, or are they inviting you to come on out and get a hug? I'm confused.
It's a Philadelphia men's group. I don't know.
Participants must shower before and remain fully clothed.
Okay. There are some criteria you need to meet.
Couple key criteria. One, you got to shower.
Okay.
You got to wash yourself.
Good note.
Keep those clothes on.
Uh-huh.
They specify this is strictly platonic, and they're accepting men of all backgrounds, but...
Okay.
Don't be
all
trying men. To get any smoochy-smoochy. This is just cuddly-cuddly.
Right.
They say men who are obese or have back or knee injuries may have trouble fully participating.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
You might have to be the outside spoon.
Probably.
I feel unincluded that it's only a men's group. Is
I
there
do.
A women's hugging group?
I feel shut out a little. Let's open it up for all people.
Hey, Kelly.
Can we?
Let's start one in Louisville.
Well, I don't know if I have that kind of time. I'm not saying that part.
Kelly's like, I just want to be included, but I'm not ready to do it. I just want to know that it's there.
If I find a pocket of time.
I just want to know that it's there.
I want to run the group.
All right. I'm starting it.
I don't even want to go once.
I just
want to know it's there.
I'm like, I might find like an hour I can scoot out and go get a quick cuddle. But I'm just saying, I just want the opportunity. I want to know the door's going to be open if I choose that.
I feel like we've talked about cuddle groups that are run by women.
People that have decided that they're going to be professional cuddlers. Like, you can pay me and I'll cuddle your cares away.
Right.
However, this is a little different. I feel like it's a little exclusive.
Yeah, so there you go. I'm just going to say it's a feel good. Because, it's healing through cuddling.
We're going to put an asterisk on that.
It's healing.
It's not really healing, though. It's not healing me.
Cuddling.
It makes me feel bad. I need a hug now.
.com. We have microphones and lots of opinions. This is Free Therapy with the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
Travis, how are you?
Hey, good morning. Hey, how's it going?
Hey, pretty good. Walk us through the issue you're having.
Okay. All right. It's a little awkward. I'm going to just warn you. It's a little awkward.
Okay.
I don't want my girlfriend to find out about Gary.
Okay, Gary. Who's Gary?
Okay. All right. Let me break it down. Okay. I'm starting to get the feeling that my cat, which name is Gary.
Oh, the cat is... Okay.
Yeah, the cat is Gary, yeah.
Okay. All right.
Your cat,
I didn't want to confuse you. Sorry, I didn't mean to confuse you. Yeah, my cat name is Gary. But I'm starting to think that my cat was pulled away from the mother too soon. You know, like when they're kittens and they take them away from the mom too soon and they still have attachment. Well, not starting to think, scratch that. I know that's the scenario because pretty much he's a rescue. I had him about 4 months, but he's 3 years old.
Okay.
This is the issue. Every time I get into the shower and get out and get in bed and relax, he jumps in the bed and runs straight for my nipples. Like,
wait.
So what does he do?
Back the drug up. Is he trying to nurse?
Exactly. This is why I believe he was pulled away from the mom too soon. Because I guess he think I got milk or something. I don't know.
Oh, my God.
I have never heard of this. Oh, this, boy.
Okay.
But this is the thing. I push him off. Like, I have to literally push him off the bed, but I try not to hurt him, you know?
Yeah, of course.
And it's like I'm fresh up for work a lot of times. I work construction, so a lot of times I be tired. I get in the shower and I be so tired. I can't keep fighting with him, so I just eventually sometimes I just let him have his way.
But Gary doesn't get anything. Is he not figuring that out? Is it not about
Kelly,
that, really?
Kelly, let Gary have his moment. Sorry, Travis. So continue.
And that's not even the kicker. The problem is, okay, being that, you know, we have that nipple situation going on.
Right, we got it.
Yep.
Okay, the problem is, I usually stay at my girlfriend's house. She came, she visited my house like once, twice, never really stayed long.
Sure.
Okay.
But she is like so adamant about, you know, coming to, you know, stay the weekend or whatever, spend time here.
Uh-huh.
And I'm just concerned about, you know, Gary having one of his nipple episodes with her. My Tuesday. Either way is gonna be bad. Whether we're laying in the bed and he jumps on her nipple or my nipple, it's gonna be bad.
Yeah, I can see. Travis, this is a unique situation.
It's unique. We're gonna need like a cat psychologist or somebody like that. A cat whisperer to call in. Because this is beyond my education.
Travis, our text line has exploded. you my friend, have the gold star for the best call we've had in 2019 so far.
And thank you for your bravery.
We salute you.
The biggest problem is, you know, a lot of females are like cat lovers and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
She's not one of them. She doesn't like animals like that. But I kind of persuade her, like, you know, let her know, I got a cat, but it's cool, you know. So I'm just hoping Gary acts accordingly when she gets there.
Bad enough
she doesn't like animals, so that's going to make it even worse.
Travis, you got to tell your girlfriend, listen, Gary's
affectionate.
Gary's very friendly. Gary's
extremely friendly.
Yeah, Travis, thank you so much. Hang out. We got a lot of suggestions pouring in on text here for you.
And I just love that your cat's name is Gary. That's fantastic.
Then Kelly Show.
502-571-9970. Poor Travis.
Oh, boy.
Just need some help with Gary.
I don't want my girlfriend to find out about Gary.
Gary is his cat
and
who has a chest fetish.
A little fascination.
A little fascination, if you will.
With his area.
With his tender areas.
Sure. His tender areas. That's what we'll
text
say.
Messages at 502-571-9970. Sounds like Gary's giving him TNS. Tender nipple syndrome. It's real.
Yeah, no, that probably.
Another text from Justin. You can't hate Gary's nipple game. Well,
a little. I would. It sounds uncomfortable.
Another text. OMG, I'm dying. I'm on the floor right now putting my shoes on as I'm dog sitting for a friend listening to poor Travis and Gary, and the female dog just tried to.
No. No.
Well.
Oh.
Hump me from behind.
Oh.
I'm already over this day. Another text, OMG, just spit out my orange juice all over my windshield while going down the road. Yeah, that is.
Gross.
Yeah.
Our bad.
Another text, hilarious. Prep the girlfriend for the cat. If the cat doesn't like her, get rid of her.
Get rid of the girlfriend?
I guess. Get a water bottle and spray the cat when he tries to suckle.
Oh, suckle.
Don't let him do it, period. Lacey, I feel like is an expert.
Okay. Because Lacey texts in, and here's the thing. We don't verify anybody who texts in or tweets us that what they're saying is true. We'll just
open forum.
Yeah, we'll just kind of assume that what you're saying is true. Lacey says cat nursing is totally normal. And the nipple situation is a little extreme, but to each their own.
Okay.
My mom's cats actually have a blanket they nurse on, and my mom has to sit with them while they do it.
Okay.
Jamie texts in and says, he needs a booby attachment like the father in Meet the Parent. Travis needs to just do that. Oh, my gosh. I have nipples, Greg. Can you milk me?
Oh, my gosh. It's really weird. Yeah,
another text that says, well, maybe he just puts a shirt on.
That could also be.
Well, he's still pointing at the shirt.
Why am I just now thinking of this?
That sounds like probably one of the more simpler solutions.
Like, that could have been a very simple solution. Yeah, hey, I'm just going to put a shirt on so Gary can have his way with my nips.
Well, exactly. And then when girlfriend comes over for the special time, then you don't let Gary in the room.
Oh, my gosh.
Period.
Harry's suggestion, hey, why don't you just put some hot sauce on your nips?
Oh, God. That's
man.
Evil.
Wow.
Straight.
Okay.
And by the way, if you are just tuning in and you're like, I have no idea what in the world they are talking about.
This is a segment called Free Therapy.
Yeah. Well, hey, by the way, welcome to the show. My name is Ben. That's Kelly.
Hi there.
And so Travis had called in and Gary, his cat,
has a fascination with his special tender areas.
His tender areas.
Yes.
And
in
he's
the chest
worried.
Region.
He's worried when his girlfriend comes over, Gary may not leave her alone either.
Yeah. Well, and she's not a big fan of animals to begin with, so this could be a big issue.
A lot of people texting in. I bet Travis gets some serious tender nipples.
Yes, that sounds very painful.
Oh my gosh, Randy just sent us a text message with a screenshot. They make pillows for nursing happy cats.
Oh my gosh.
Solution.
Holy cow.
That is
a pet suckling
unexpected.
Pillow?
A pet
hang on
suckling?
A second.
Are
let
okay?
Let me dive
I
into
hate
this
the word
real
suckling
quick.
So much.
A pet suckling pillow. It's $33.45 well, available on Amazon. Thank God for Amazon.
It was anxiety.
All right.
But you know what? Hashtag priceless if it solves this problem.
There you go. All right. So if you want to continue commenting, you can. Facebook and Twitter at Ben and Kelly Show.
Wow. Right? Wow.
That is free therapy, my friends.
Yes, it is.
On 99.7.
DJX.
All right. Feel good stories. Do this every single hour. Powered by Wendy's. It's a love story, Kelly.
A love story. I love stories.
Love story.
They also make me nervous.
I believe her name is Pascal Selleck.
Okay,
she's
Pascal.
In love. Yeah, she's 49 years old. Yep. She's British.
Okay. Oh, Pascal. Yeah. She's in love. She's found her life partner.
Yeah, found her soulmate. And they're in fact even going to exchange I do's next month. Well, she will at least say I do next month.
And the fiancé will not?
Pascal Selleck. She is 49. She's from the UK.
Mm-hmm.
And on February 10th, she cordially invited her family and friends.
Yes.
To witness.
Yes.
Yeah.
What?
Her wedding, her own duvet.
Okay.
I'm sorry. did she say she's marrying her duvet?
Yeah. Type of thing. Yeah.
She Aww. Loves her duvet so much, she wants people to witness her union with the most constant, comforting companion in her life. There will be ceremony, laughs, entertainment,
wow.
and a free wedding party.
Oh, okay.
It's a beautiful love story.
All right. Well, all right.
Between Pascal, who's 49, and her duvet.
What's she wearing? Is she wearing something real special? For
I
the,
only love
ceremony?
My bed and my mom. I'm sorry.
Okay. Yes. She needs to be playing that as she's walking down the aisle.
Oh,
is
yeah.
Is she going to walk down the
well,
aisle?
Well, she hired a wedding planner. She's going to wear a nightgown and slippers for the big day.
Uh-huh.
However, she has not revealed the duvet cover that her duvet will be wearing.
Oh, she keeping that not... outfit a secret?
Right, right. Yeah. It's kind of like one of those things where you're never supposed to see the bride, the bridal gown
sure.
before the actual
All right.
day of the wedding.
Okay.
I wonder if it's me, Lacey and sexy.
I hope. Gosh, I hope.
Okay, I have a question.
Yeah?
I have a question. So, like, let's say in the unfortunate event it doesn't work out.
Why? Don't even go there.
Who gets custody of the pillows?
Oh, God.
That's what I'm wondering. That's what I'm just wondering. If they have a fight, she's clearly going to have to be the one that sleeps on the couch. Right?
Yeah, she can't sleep on a bed.
Well, yeah.
That's kind of like rude.
Like, that's the duvet's area.
That's feel good. It's a love story.
Sorry, my brain goes into logistics.
We hope Pascal Selleck lives a happy, long life.
Going to be so happy together.
With her duvet.
Okay.
When they get married next month. And That,
it's a feel good. It's a feel good. I love love.
If you want to see Pascal, we have it on the website.
Oh, you probably should.
WDJX.com. We'll also tweet out the link at Ben and Kelly Show. 97DJX.
Show.com.
Sometimes Florida makes the show. And when I say sometimes, I mean just about every day.
Daily, almost hourly.
Because weird, random things happen. So congratulations, Florida. You have made the show courtesy of Jasper.
Imagine waking up to see this stranger staring at you at the foot of your bed.
Yeah, that is a scary situation for sure. Nope. Yeah, that is not a situation you want to be a part of. When Brittany woke up to find Jasper at the foot of her bed.
Brittany Klein was fast asleep one night nearly 2 weeks ago when the sound of her cat Phoenix jumping out of bed startled her awake.
Okay.
All right.
She looked up and saw a shadow standing over her, groggy. She reached for her phone, shined a light toward the figure, and saw him duck.
Okay.
Oh, gosh! I am petrified right now. Yeah. This is a horror movie.
Yeah. Jasper, he's 24 years old. He had broken into Brittany's house.
Okay.
But no one knows why, because
I could see him crouched down on the floor. He didn't look up at me. He was petting the cat.
Okay.
All he did was break into the house to pet the cat.
Police say the strange man was 24-year-old Jasper Fiorenza. He lives one street over from Klein, but she'd never seen him before.
Right.
Police have no idea why he broke in or why he took a liking to Klein's cat.
Can I pet your kitty?
I can mean a lot of other things.
So
say that.
Jasper broke into her house. Maybe he was he was riding his bike by and he saw like the cat sitting in the window going, that's pretty cat.
That's a pretty
cat. That's a pretty cat. I want to pet that cat someday.
That cat.
Well, I wonder if she's
I'll just let myself in. She's probably sleeping.
She's probably sleeping. And you know, cats being cats, they're going to sleep where their owner is, right?
Absolutely.
So he goes, he's just going to pet the cat?
Jasper! Yeah, I don't know. That's creepy. And listen.
That's so weird.
If you look at his mugshot.
And he looks like he's 10.
He's giving you a smirk, though, like, yeah, I pet the kitty.
Florida making the show.
I love it. Look at it. I bet the kitty look on his face.
Can you stop saying that?
Well, that's exactly what it is.
99.7
Kelly Show.
You know, Florida makes the show from time to time just because random weird things happen almost daily down there in that state. And this is no other. It's a turtle army in Florida, thanks to Tom Lane.
An Indianapolis man was arrested Tuesday and charged with disturbing the peace, resisting arrest without violence, and misusing 911.
Yeah, he actually called 911 on himself.
Oh.
After he was allegedly screaming obscenities and threatening to unleash his turtle army.
Yeah, so okay. he was calling himself a saint and said his army of turtles would, quote, destroy everyone. In fact, even in the parking lot of a 7-Eleven, of course, where else would you be?
That's one of the epicenters.
Yeah, yeah. Thomas, a.k.a. the Pied Piper of South Florida there.
And the turtles, apparently.
Yeah, apparently. Yeah, called 911 on himself, telling the 911 operator that he was a saint and that his army of turtles would destroy everyone.
Did we have a hint as to why he was upset?
I don't know if that was actually a threat or like, hey, I'm the Pied Piper of these turtles. I'm kind of their king and they've gone rogue.
Okay, so this could have been a warning or a threat.
Maybe it was a threat. Maybe it was a warning like, yo.
But when he said unleash, I feel like that's more on the threatening side.
Definitely. Yeah. I feel like they were his disciples before. If he's a saint.
So obviously, you know, we kind of think, and you kind of know how our brains work with this. When we think about animals, I think one of the most magical things is going to YouTube and just typing in the animal that we're talking about and then typing the word mating.
Well, when you're talking about an army, you got to figure out, you know, how that army was made.
That's adorable.
It is one of the most precious,
adorable
precious sounds
in the human species. The sound of small turtles mating.
We can only assume they're box turtles.
Oh, wow.
What a most adorable and precious moment right here.
Precious, precious noises. Birthed an army of turtles.
So there you go, Florida.
Okay.
Making the show. Courtesy of a turtle army.
Wow.
And Tom Lane.
It was
Pied Piper.
Fun with Tom at 7-Eleven.